Some of the world's largest cruise ship companies' shares have dropped by as much as 26% as fears continue to swell about the spread of coronavirus. It's certainly bad news for the tourism industry, but it has allowed marine environments and cities inundated by tourists to breathe a sigh of relief. However, this sigh of relief has brought to light the darker side of the cruise ship industry, with these floating cities being linked to the environmental degradation of marine ecosystems, as well as the destruction of local economies. Add to that COVID-19 and the continuing run of bad publicity. What does the future hold for the cruise ship industry? Dr. Ryan Jopp is Senior Lecturer in Tourism and Management at Swinburne University.
The cruise industry has been growing so strongly over the past few years or decade even, and that's despite a lot of people having issues with both the environmental impact but also that socio-economic impact. And, you know, on the environmental standpoint, it's a highly emissions-intensive industry. There are a lot of concerns around waste disposal, the use of single-purpose plastics, the impact of cruise liners on marine wildlife, such as whales. So certainly a lot of question marks around the environmental sustainability of the cruise sector. In terms of the socio-economic impact or value, that's always something that's been a little bit questionable as well. As most people would be aware, that the cruise liners are only stopped in one destination for perhaps a day or two. So people have most of what they need on the cruise ship, obviously, as it's all-inclusive. So they don't necessarily need to go out into the local communities to get lunch or whatever it might be. So they're basically shipped off, they go and have a little walk around, and then they might come back on to, you know, the cruise ship for dinner, for example. So, you know, there is a huge impost of having a huge amount of people coming into these communities that often don't have a lot of infrastructure. So it is questionable whether they're getting much of a benefit from these big cruise lines at times.
Do you think that the impacts that cruise ships have on the environment's got greater attention during this pandemic?
Well, look, I'm not sure at this stage. Maybe that will come out in the wash. And I think there is a whole lot of talk about the new normal and people taking sustainability issues more seriously in the future. I think at the moment we're still really trying to come to grips with the whole health epidemic as it is at the moment, and I think, you know, once hopefully we come out of that sooner rather than later, I think people will really start to think more seriously about the impact that they have as travellers, as individuals. But also I think those in the tourism sector will start to really ramp up some of those sustainability initiatives. And to be fair, you know, the cruise industry has said all the right things. They do talk about many of the issues around improving their emissions in particular by having more efficient engines, etc. And they do have many programs where they try to reduce waste and improve recycling facilities on board, etc. There are some cruise liners that also have programs where they give back to social and environmental programs in the areas they visit, so that's a positive sign as well. We've also seen a bit of a growth in the smaller scale operations, these sort of bespoke cruise lines, which is a step in a different direction, I guess, opposed to the huge cruise liners that we all sort of see on the news that can hold, you know, tens of thousands of people.
Do you think, though, that just the very, you know, image of the ships of infection, the ships of death, is kind of going to put the public off so much it will be very hard to rebuild that image?
In the short term, it was obviously going to have an impact. We've already seen, you know, the major cruise lines cancelling and postponing many of the trips. We've had mass employee layoffs happening. We've seen the share price drop by up to a third for some of these companies. I think an interesting thing I read recently too, I believe that in the US some of the cruise ships are actually being used as floating hospitals. So, you know, I guess that is a way of sort of turning it around into a positive image for the cruise industry by being able to offer up their ships for this particular use. I mean, it's likely that they will have a short-term hit, undoubtable, but they will certainly, I think they'll have the capacity to respond to this. You know, I think we'll see a lot of increased marketing efforts, new routes, experiences, and obviously there'll be likely to be a focus on health and hygiene as well. They've shown the propensity to bounce back before. You know, we had events such as 9/11 when, you know, many people stopped travelling. But the downturn was only short term. I think it was only a few percent before it started to bounce back. So, yes, I think there'll be a major impact in the short term, but I think this is something that the cruise industry can bounce back from.
Dr. Ryan Jopp, Senior Lecturer in Tourism and Management at Swinburne Uni.